I'm often asked, how does an attorney prepare for a judge? When you're going before judges on a regular basis and so forth, sometimes what happens is people want to know, you know, what is this judge like and how do you actually prepare for that judge?
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
In the know. It's actually fairly simple. There's three ways that most attorneys actually prepare to go before a particular judge.
Talk about.
What does it mean? What will it bring?
First thing they do is they rely on their own experiences. The one thing that's great about doing a particular area of law on a fairly consistent basis is that you tend to go before the same judge or a type book of judges or body of judges on a repeated basis. By going before the same number of judges on a fairly consistent basis, you get the opportunity to get an understanding of their quirks, of their issues, of their likes and their dislikes. And more importantly, you kind of get a feel of what particular areas they have concerns about that they like to have addressed before you come into the court. And more importantly, what types of areas that they want to have addressed as soon as you get there. So it's important that a lot of times when people are utilizing an attorney is going to rely on their own individual experiences of going before a court and going before a judge to be able to prepare for the little things that may have an impact on that person's case. The second thing they do is they rely on the experiences of others. What a lot of attorneys will do will reach out to their peers and pretty much ask the questions based on their experiences. Now, they may or may not ask one, they may ask a bunch of them and so forth, because the idea is when they're going before a judge they've never been to before, they want to make sure they're aware of any little nuance or any type of issue that may pop up that might be a problem for their client. So it's not uncommon for them to contact other attorneys in different in different jurisdictions and say, hey, I'm coming before this judge. What can you tell me about him or her? What's her temperament? What is her attitude about certain things? Is there certain things that she likes to be done in advance? Is there certain things she likes you to be prepared to present as soon as you get to the court? Is there certain things that make her angry? So those things are important. So this way, when your attorney is preparing their case, they're preparing it based on the way they normally do, but they want to make sure they take in consideration the nuance of dealing with a particular judge so that this way they know what they're dealing with. So if they don't go before that judge on a regular basis, they've done a sufficient amount of research in terms of asking other attorneys who's gone before that judge, so this way they can adequately prepare for that judge. Then the third thing they do is they prepare for everything. There are going to be some instances where there's no way to get intel about a judge. Maybe this is a brand new judge who no one has appeared before. Maybe it's a situation where it's a judge in a particular jurisdiction where that judge doesn't handle a whole lot of cases, so there's not a lot of feedback you can get from your peers. Or just maybe that attorney just does not have the time to be able to reach out to different attorneys to get feedback. So what ends up happening is that that attorney prepares for all contingencies. That attorney goes in thinking about the worst case scenario, thinking about their experiences with other judges, and go in and say, okay, this is what I've experienced dealing with judges in this particular area. This is what I anticipate may or may not happen. Now you're sitting here probably saying to yourself, well, then why are they not relying on their experiences? Why are they not relying on the experiences of others? And those aren't those the two best ways for them to get intel? And I would say, yes, ideally, their own experiences and the experiences of others would be the best intel. But sometimes you just don't have that ability. Your attorney is going to probably do the worst case scenario. They're going to say, okay, I got to brace myself for the worst case scenario in terms of what I anticipate from this particular type of judge. So this way, if it happens, I'm already prepared for it. Now, it may never present itself. And when I'm talking to my client, I need them to be aware that it may not present themselves. But I want them to be fully aware, since I'm not sure what I'm going to get from this particular type of judge, I need you to be prepared for all possibilities. So sometimes if you're dealing with an attorney who seems like they're going through overkill in terms of explaining everything to you about what to anticipate from a judge that you're going to go before, you may be freaking out thinking, oh my God, is this judge a monster? No, it just might be a judge that they don't have enough information on, and they don't want you to be put in a situation where you're shocked if something happens that you didn't anticipate. So what happens is the attorney anticipates everything. Dealing with judges is a nuanced aspect, because the reality is that even though the law says one thing, your facts say another, how that judge as the decision maker views particular arguments, whether it be legal arguments or factual arguments, is based on a case-by-case basis. every judge looks at things a little different. One of the first things I once heard when I was talking to judges was that every judge could take the same set of facts and circumstances and see them a little differently. So as a result, you have to understand judges are people too, so they have nuanced views on things. So when an attorney is preparing you for your case and preparing for the reality that your case is going to be presented before a judge, these are the three things that they typically will rely upon in preparing: their own experiences, the experiences of others, and if those two are not available, they prepare for all contingencies just in case. Thank you.